want to draw your attention, I'm sure you're very much aware of the urgent and growing need for increased funding for both community involvement schemes and the local improvement scheme, particularly County Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal. These programmes are vital for rural connectivity and safety, yet they remain significantly under-resourced. In 2025, Sligo County Council received $473,000 under these schemes. This allocation allowed for 13 public roads to be completed. Meanwhile, 103 additional schemes remain on the waiting list, representing communities that have been waiting year after year for essential upgrades. The estimated cost of addressing this backlog now exceeds $5 million, and that figure continues to rise and roads continue to deteriorate. To make meaningful progress to ensure that rural communities are not left behind, at least $2 million will be required annually over the coming years. Without that level of investment, the backlog will persist indefinitely, and the gap between need and delivery will only widen. I'm strongly appealing to the Department to increase LIS and CIS funding in Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal, so that essential road local infrastructure can be upgraded for the communities who both need it and have waited far too long. These people say they pay the same taxes as everybody else in the country, and I think they deserve the same treatment as everyone else.
I'm
very sympathetic and supportive of the point that Deputy Scanlon makes, because as Minister Cummins and I were just discussing, this is some of the best value money, I think, that the state actually spends. There's no waste, there's no messing around. The return on investment is good, it's real, it's meaningful, it's tangible, and it's pretty immediate too. I'm proud of some of the work that we've done together over the last while that's made progress, and indeed you've talked about the projects in your own constituency that have been delivered as a result of that, which are making the point that a success breeds success, and there's a lot more projects that need to be done as well, and I'll certainly engage with the relevant departments to see what more we can do to support these two schemes that I think really help communities, and particularly rural communities.